Welcome to 5 Good Minutes. You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Book of Mark with Kay Warheit.
Today we continue our study in Mark 7 with the New International Version subtitles Clean and Unclean in verses 14 to 23, where Jesus addressed the Pharisees' condemnation of his disciples who didn't wash their hands after being around Gentiles or non-practicing Jews. They were considered unclean by their Jewish neighbors. In verses 14 to 23, it says, "Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, 'Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him. Rather, it's what comes out of a man that makes him unclean.' After he left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. 'Are you so dull?' he asked. 'Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? For it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach and then out of his body.' In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean." And in verse 20, he went on, "What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean." In Eugene Peterson's Message Translation Bible, he translated the evil that comes from inside a person as vomit from the heart, the source of spiritual pollution. That's pretty graphic and pretty upsetting. Jesus' explanation to his disciples and to us is about going through the motions of practicing a religion's traditions and believing our actions or words make us good enough. But Jesus made it clear that what comes out of our hearts, beginning with our minds and thoughts, that's what matters to God. I remember a teacher telling us about a fashion show at a hotel. When one of the models walked out, everyone broke into spontaneous applaud at the model's stunning appearance. Without a doubt, she was exceptionally beautiful. But later, when this teacher saw that same model walking out of the hotel, the model's beauty turned to ugliness as she cursed and degraded a man carrying her many suitcases and bags. Makeup could not cover the ugliness of her heart. We could say this passage is about a kind of spiritual makeup that we put on for the sake of appearing to be holy. It's about taking the Ten Commandments and adding our own rules. In this case, the Pharisees and teachers of the law took the first commandment, serving no other gods but the one true God, and added that if a believing person was even around an unbeliever, that made the believer unclean. By not washing their hands after they were near an unbeliever before they ate, their food was unclean and could contaminate them inside spiritually. When we think about it, it represents such shallow thinking. How could they ever get to that point in practicing their religion? When I read about the Pharisees, I can become smug and arrogant in my own thoughts and criticizing them. They were in the dark about the truth and didn't want the light of Jesus to change their lifestyle or even expose their hearts. I might even pity them because they had lived and believed for years with this and they were being challenged. I know what that's like. When the disciples were alone with Jesus, they asked him to explain what he meant when he said that what comes out of one's heart makes a person unclean. He asked, "Are you dull?" Wait, I realize that question is for me, for us as well. It's only in our own alone time with Jesus that our hearts are pierced with his love and grace. Think about it. Who among us would want an obituary that reads, "He or she looked nice, kept themselves clean on the outside, and hung around with good people, but never allowed the light of the truth of the gospel into his or her heart. They were rather dull." Yikes. It's only in our own personal alone time with Jesus that our hearts are pierced with the light of his love and grace, so that those murderous, slanderous, arrogant, and foolish thoughts can bleed out, so to speak, making room for the grace of God. With a heart full of that grace and love for Jesus, it will spill out of us in words and actions that reflect Jesus alone. The challenge Jesus presented to the religious leaders' hearts are the same challenge he gives to us today. We pray, Father in heaven, through the Holy Spirit, give us a thirst to spend time alone with you. Guide us to keep our eyes on Jesus so that it is your grace that fills our minds and would genuinely shine out of our hearts to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.